You're listening to a podcast from 702.
A very good morning to you, Crystal. So this is a story, we've been speaking about it for a few weeks, maybe even a few months now, but there's a development from what we spoke about yesterday in South Sudan, an agreement to form an interim government, by November it is?
Yes, good morning, Bongani. So finally, Salva Kiir and Riek Machar inked this deal. They agreed to form the government of or transitional government of national unity by mid-November. Now, the two met face-to-face over the past 2 days in Juba, and this was the first meeting, actually, after the two had met at the Vatican in April. Now, the Machar and Kiir meeting was very crucial to discuss the exact details of the security arrangements and the integration of the army into the national army, and that's been a big issue because Riek Machar felt unsafe in the country, and he is also the first vice president designate. So it's absolutely crucial that he returns to that country. So now we see that the power sharing agreement, they say, will take effect. They also, of course, acknowledge that there is no money, and so they will, you know, some funding will be needed to actually assist them in the path to establishing this transitional government, because it's key for Africa's youngest nation to just start getting on the path of some peace and security and rebuilding the country after years of insecurity. And I think, you know, this is, hopefully, you know, this will now happen with the regional body, IGAD, also saying that they hope the face-to-face meeting will provide clarity. And of course, today, Bongani, Sudan's new prime minister, will meet President Salva Kiir. This will be the first state visit of that prime minister. And it's absolutely key for these two countries, Bongani, to have, a good relation, because they, of course, share the oil wealth, which is crucial for both countries' economy to move.
Hey, this next story just floors me, Crystal. Paul Biya, the Cameroonian president, has been in power in that country since the 6th of November 1982. He's 86 years old, and he's now called for a dialogue to help solve the country's problems. What has he been doing since 1982?
Well, living his best life, Bongani, living between Cameroon and France and all over. And to be very honest, Bongani, I had senior Cameroonian officials confirm to me that they never have cabinet meetings. So when the president instructs you to do something, then that's what you do. So this is exactly what happened, Bongani.
That's unbelievable.
In a rare address to the nation. This was a televised address. We don't even know if he was in Cameroon. Biya has ordered his prime minister to immediately start inclusive dialogue to discuss the problem steering the Central African state apart. And that, of course, is the separatist violence and displacement that has been going on for the past few years. It's displaced hundreds of thousands of people, even killed up to 2,000. And as far as Biya was concerned, this is all made up. It's a Western idea perpetuated by the English media, and it's actually not happening. So now, for instance, he said he called on foreign nations to help stop Cameroonians in the diaspora from sponsoring violence back home. And he said that was absolutely crucial to get the country back, to solve the crisis. So he's instructed the prime minister, start meeting with them. He doesn't want the country to be broken up, and he feels the diaspora is quite involved in this. He's also instructed that, you know, the country must give humanitarian assistance. He also said he's recruited more English teachers and created a special English department at the Supreme Court to attend to English matters. So he says, you know, this marginalization of the Anglophone, really, you know, it's not actually happening, because they are now dealing with the issue. And he also said, look, there's no one voice of who to talk to when we deal with this issue.
Look, he lives in Cloud Cuckoo Land. I mean, that's as simple as you can put it, as far as I'm concerned. He's been in power since 1982. Can you imagine the same president? He thinks he's a king. That's what it is. Crystal Alderson with this morning's Africa Report.